Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, November 3rd, 2017. Yesterday, authorities spoke in detail about Wednesday evening's raid of Berlin's largest brothel, Artemis. 900 policemen, customs employees, prosecutors, and tax inspectors searched the 3,000-square-meter club in Hallensee in response to allegations of tax fraud and the withholding of contributions directed against the owners. There were 118 prostitutes and more than 100 male customers present at the time of the raid, which resulted in the confiscation of valuables worth 6.4 million euros, including cars, real estate, and hundreds of thousands of euros in cash. According to authorities, the rules in the brothel were strict and had to be obeyed by women under the threat of violence. Working hours, clothing, prices, and sexual practices were directed. Police reported that arrest warrants were enforced against 4 housemaids and 2 senior employees. By morning, 96 prostitutes were questioned about their work and conditions in the brothel. According to the prosecutor, owners are alleged to have embezzled 17.5 million euros in the 10 years since Artemis was established. There were further raids on Wednesday in 6 other properties in Bavaria, Baden-Württemberg, and Hesse, including apartments and tax offices. Investigations against operators began last summer when the ex-girlfriend of a Hell's Angel who had forced her to work in the brothel reported to the police, after which she was admitted to a witness protection program. SPD Councillor Mark Schulte announced that the district wants to close the establishment, but how long closing proceedings would take is unknown. Therefore, it was reopened yesterday. The Federal Employment Agency announced yesterday that last month, unemployment numbers continued to fall in the Hauptstadt. 163,000 women and men were registered as job seekers, which is 2,700 fewer than in September and 9,700 less than a year ago. In the wake of the autumn recovery, the number of unemployed in Germany in October has fallen to nearly 2.4 million people, which is the lowest value this month since reunification. In view of good economic forecasts, the Berlin-Brandenburg branch of the federal agency assumes that the employment boom will continue, which could benefit the employees of the insolvent airline Air Berlin. Director Bernd Becking remarked that in a positive environment, the job market in Berlin is receptive, especially for skilled workers, but flexibility is necessary. Following up on our report regarding a Berlin policewoman who spied on her neighborhood, on request of the Berliner Morgenpost, police spokesman Thomas Neuendorf confirmed that it is not an isolated case, and similar occurrences are known. However, it is unknown how many other cases exist. To review, a policewoman from Zehlendorf had searched the police database for information about people in her neighborhood and was found out only after victims received anonymous tips. The policewoman had searched the internal database system called POLIX. In seconds, these queries about people or vehicles can be delivered, and even more complex data searches at other federal or state authorities are possible. According to spokesman Neuendorf, all service personnel of the police service have access to this system at different levels of authorization, and he added that the unauthorized retrieval, transmission, or modification of personal data is punishable. All queries are logged in the system, and in cases of suspicion of improper use, checks can be made afterward as to who made the request and why. In addition to the FDP, the left is now criticizing data handling within the Berlin Police Department. Left MP Niklas Schrader stated to Berliner Morgenpost that this case shows that even lawfully collected data can be used incorrectly, and that although the anonymous tips worked, an independent commissioner to whom civilians and officers can turn to anonymously is needed. As things stand, it is planned to create an appropriate post next year located close to the parliament, much like a data protection officer. Officials of the Berlin Traffic Police made a curious discovery Wednesday afternoon. Police in the district center stopped the driver of a car with Berlin license plates with a hand suspiciously sticking out from under the tailgate door. The hand belonged to the 15-year-old son of the driver, who was holding a cupboard in the trunk, and the tailgate door closed at the same time. The driver was issued a fine and a point on his driving record. Moreover, as authorities reported the stop on social media, many users were annoyed and questioned the father's decision-making and negligence. You can follow the link in our show notes for Polizei Berlin dashcam photos of this incident. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.